Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of. Welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His amazing, real presence in your life. Well, a couple weeks ago, I spoke at an event in Hershey, Pennsylvania, and I'm telling you, it was one of the highlights of our year. Just a powerful event. And the worship leaders, our singer-songwriter artists, we just became fast friends. I fell in love with them. We shared some time across the table together, got to serve together. And I'm so excited that they're joining me today. Brad and Rebecca are their names, and they're celebrating the release of their brand new album, Sound of Heaven. You're going to hear songs and stories from behind the songs. And we do this every once in a while. I think we have Danny Gokey coming on again next week, I believe. But we've had Jeremy Camp, Carrie Jobe, a lot of great artists. Some you know, some you don't. But it's always a time to pause. Just rest in God's presence, hear songs that just encourage and nourish your soul. And I'm thrilled to tell you that we've got 5 copies of Brad and Rebecca's new album, Sound of Heaven, to give away today. So I think you still have to text the word book just because of our automated response. So if you want in on the drawing, here's what you do. Text the word book, just because it's how it's set up, to 877-933-2484, and you'll get an automated response. It just takes a minute for you to enter the drawing. Thank you for your patience. It's just sort of what we have to do right now, just given the volume of texts that we receive. We want to keep being able to give gifts away every single day, and this is one of the ways that we're able to do that. All right, let me tell you about my guests. We'll get them on the show. For 11 years, Brad and Rebecca have shared their acoustic-based personal songs of worship with audiences across the country, even internationally. In their latest full-length recording, Sound of Heaven, released last year, the duo partners with the Watoto, I think I'm saying that right, a Uganda-based ministry serving orphans and society's most vulnerable. They lead worship regularly at Christ Church of the Valley in Phoenix, Arizona. Their latest single, Rejoice, is a personal worship anthem born from a season of pain and uncertainty. Written by Brad and Rebecca, along with Kristen DeMarco and Joshua Silverberg, the song came to life during Rebecca's battle with cancer. So honored to have them with us today. Brad and Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Hello.
So good to be with you guys. And we love to start every day talking scripture. And I'll start with you, Rebecca. Is there a verse you just love these days or just been pondering that you can share with us?
Yeah, so kind of comes from our song, Rejoice. God has been, I think, weaving the truths of Philippians 4:4-8 through my heart, kind of nonstop, but also intermittently, kind of like continually for the last few years, but even more in depth and just with more intensity in the last couple years. And I just have to remind myself of it every day to make it true in my heart and in my life. And it's just in Philippians 4:4, it says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say it, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I feel like this passage is so like multifaceted. There's so many little things like let your gentleness be evident to all. Like he kind of snuck that in there. Like rejoice in the Lord. Like that's for you. The Lord is near. Like that's for you. But let your gentleness be evident to all. Like that should be an outward picture of what's happening on the inside. So he's saying, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say it, rejoice. And it's kind of like he's saying, because remember, people are seeing you and how you're reacting to things that are happening.
That's right.
And then he goes back to you again and he's saying, remember that the Lord is near. And because the Lord is near, you don't have to be anxious because we know that he's with us and he sees every detail of what we're going through and he cares about it and he's interacting with it and he's fighting on our behalf in that moment. And in those moments and in those situations. And that all points back to remembering to rejoice in that. Because he's with us, we can rejoice. because we know that he's fighting on our behalf, we can really, really rejoice. And if we can continue to remember and go back to that, rejoice in the Lord through everything. And Paul, I'm pretty sure Paul wrote this from prison. Didn't know the certainty of his life, what the next day for him was going to look like. And he was telling people to rejoice. Like, I can't imagine that. Like, sitting in a prison in those days, the kind of prisons that they sat in, they were terrible. And him remembering to rejoice, but also coming outside of his own misery, which I'm sure physically he was in, to remind his brothers to rejoice in whatever situation they were going through. And it just hits me hard all the time when I think of that.
Yeah.
Like,
I was just going to say, this is why we asked that question. Boy, Rebecca, that is a beautiful devotional that you just offered us here, right? Wherever we live, whatever we're walking through,
We've
reason to rejoice. I think this is beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I can't wait, friends, for you to hear the song, and we'll play it in just a moment. But Brad, what about you?
For me, I've been working through 1 Timothy about a month ago, and 1 Timothy 4:4 says, "Give careful attention to your spiritual life and every cherished truth that you teach. For living what you preach will then release even more abundant life inside of you and to all those who listen to you." I think it's just one of those scriptures that is a good reminder. There's the phrase, practice what you preach. That's kind of our hope and our goal all the time, is that what is coming out of our mouth is actually being lived out in our lives, whether it be with our kids or with each other as a spouse or friends. So I think that's just been on my heart a lot lately, as even when we're out doing events, the way we connect with other people at the event, the speakers, the people at the table, all of that, just reminding myself it's not just about the songs we sing, it's not just about the words that we say on a platform, but it's about every single aspect of our life.
Amen. Well, set up, if you would, the song Rejoice. Both can speak to it if you want, but Rebecca, I'll start with you.
Yeah. So we had an opportunity. We were getting ready to, in a few months, to release our album, Sound of Heaven, and we went up to Bethel, and they were going to help us with the PR, the media portion of releasing our album, and so we went up there just to have some meetings for us, and they were so kind to set up some writing sessions with some of their writers up there, and one of them was Christine DeMarco, who we love her music, and so we sat with her, and we were just talking about facing trust or lack thereof in life, you know, anxieties and whatnot, and needing to trust in God. And so we started writing Rejoice there, and it was a cool time. We loved the song, but it wasn't finished yet. And then a few months went by, and we were looking at the big climax of our record that we've been working on for 4 years. And so Rejoice was kind of on the way, way back burner. We weren't even thinking about that. We were all focused on releasing the CD. And then I found myself in trouble. I was getting sick and I was in the hospital, and we can talk more about that now or later, whatever you like. But, We did the release of the album, and then we did concerts and did a mini tour, and then should I talk about my sickness now, I suppose?
Yeah, tell us what happened.
Okay, sure. So I was in the hospital, basically, in the emergency room. I had a baby about a year and a half before, so I had a year and a half old, and I wasn't really focusing on weight loss, but I was my second baby. I was older than when I had my first baby, so I hadn't noticed that I was growing a tumor in my abdomen. It was actually 10 pounds, so it was huge. And I just missed it just because being tired and the busyness of getting ready to release an album and caring for two small children, we homeschool and everything. And so I just missed it. And They told us that it was a rare form of cancer. Totally pulled the rug out from underneath us. We weren't expecting it all. All of our attention was towards the album and the release of the album. And it just totally threw a curveball at us. I think we went through a couple different periods of just facing what was going on, shock, and then just utter terror. Like, I have two small children and dreams, you know, about the future, and I didn't know what was going to happen. So they said it was a rare form of cancer. It was, the original report said that it was aggressive. So it was before they did a biopsy. It was wrapped around my tumor and around my kidney, excuse me. And it was inoperable. And so we faced the next couple of days thinking that that was the picture. But then we found out that it was actually operable and we were going to go see a specialist. And then after some struggles with our insurance company, because the type of cancer that it was, I needed to go to a specific place, MD Anderson in Houston, and we live in Phoenix, Arizona, and our insurance was saying, no, she's fine, she can be treated here in Arizona, but they didn't understand the rareness of the cancer, and so they thought it would be fine in Arizona, but on our end, we were talking to the people at MD Anderson, and they were saying, we're your one shot for survival, and so knowing that and looking at our insurance company saying no and then MD Anderson saying, okay, it's fine, we'll just go through an appeals process. There's no way they're going to deny you coming here. Well, after three denials, we were pretty terrified. And but then God turned the story around and we ended up getting 100% coverage from my insurance company after three denials from them to go to MD Anderson, and they paid for our travel expenses there. And through that whole time, I had been praying a specific prayer that God would cause the tumor to shrivel up and fall out of my body. Those were the exact words I said, and they sound weird right now, still, as I say them. I don't know why that thought came into my mind, why those words came to my mind, because it's just weird when you think about a tumor shriveling up and falling out of your body, right? And but I did that for whatever reason. Every single day I prayed that, and then nothing happened. It didn't go away. It didn't shrivel up. It didn't fall out. but then God did another miracle, and when they said it was aggressive in the beginning, I went for my biopsy at MD Anderson after the referral, and they came back and said that it was not aggressive. So that meant really good news for me, because if it was aggressive, I was going to have chemo and wait and hope for a surgery. But because it was not aggressive, I could go straight into a surgery. So that was a huge victory for us in that. But I still kept praying. I wanted it to disappear. I wanted people to see a miracle of God. And I wanted people who didn't know God, my doctors, my nurses, to see a miracle that could only be explained by God, so that they could see God and come to salvation knowledge of Him.
Okay, pause right here, Rebecca. Yeah. We got to pause for a break. When we come back, she's going to say what happened in that surgery, and we're going to play that song, Rejoice, because they wrote the song Rejoice, and then they find out later that God gave them that song not only as a gift to the body of Christ, but a gift to them. And we'll play that and some other songs from the album Sound of Heaven, talking to Brad and Rebecca. And, boy, we've got some more great conversation ahead. We've got five copies of the album. You wait till you hear the music. You're just going to love it. We've got five copies of their new album, Sound of Heaven. But because of our automated system, you still have to text the word book. It's a CD, but you just text the word book to 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Love loved that song for so long. Little did I know it was by Brad and Rebecca, my guests today. We did an event together a couple weeks ago. I fell absolutely in love with them and their music. It's just amazing. We're celebrating the release of their album, Sound of Heaven. We're going to play songs off the album. In fact, if you guys don't mind, I want to go right to the song Rejoice. Before the break, Rebecca was setting up the idea that they wrote this song. It wasn't fully finished. She battled cancer, a 10-pound tumor wrapped around her kidneys. One of the things you were praying was that it would shrivel up and fall out of your body. But as they were watching the tumor, nothing happened. You're going to bring us to that surgery point, but I want folks to hear the song. We've got five copies. Text the word book if you want in. They're CDs, but just because of our process. 877-933-2484. Let's hear the song Rejoice.
Lift your eyes. Don't worry about tomorrow. Peace will come. Instill every anxious thought, 'cause he's not done. Forever and always faithful. Rejoice, rejoice, oh my soul. He is good. He is always good. Rejoice, rejoice, oh my soul. He is good. He is always good to us. Place your
one of the songs that's a faith declaration from your toes. I'm just sitting here all choked up. It is so powerful, you two. I mean, it really is an anthem of faith right in the storm. And I don't want to cry. So we've got about 3 minutes to the bottom of the break. So you got to tell us, okay. Rebecca. Okay, finish this story.
Okay. So I had been praying for the miracle. I didn't see it happening. I go into surgery, and I had been praying that the tumor would shrivel up and fall out of my body, and it didn't happen. And I go into surgery, and after what was supposed to be 6 to 8 hours at the operation, 2.5 hours later, the surgeon came out and updated Brad and said, she's done. It's all good. It came out. Once we got her opened up, asleep on the table, the tumor practically fell out of her body. And she didn't understand the power behind the words that she was saying, because she didn't know the words that I had been praying, that the tumor would fall out of my body. But the Holy Spirit knew. And he knew that I needed to hear those exact words, because in that moment, it meant to me that God, even though he wasn't going to answer the prayer the way I wanted it, the situation wasn't going to turn out the way I wanted it to turn out exactly, he was speaking to me that he heard my prayer, that he was with me.
Yeah.
And
it's just so amazing how,
back to that.
Amen. I was going to say, he gave you that prayer to pray. There's been times in my life too, where he's just given me something that didn't make sense, but I knew it was from him, and I prayed it. And it's like he's saying it back to me. And Brad, we just have a couple minutes before the hard break. But another awesome thing around that song is you guys presented this song to the major, huge church that you lead worship at and on the road. And then somebody brought a word back to you around that song. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we were just showing songs off in a songwriting round as our church was getting ready for a live recording. And we finished the song up with a buddy, showed it to them, and I'll never forget our creative director looking across the circle at me and going, that's your song. You realize that, right? Like, that's what you guys walk through. And it was in that moment I was like, oh. I was very excited to go home that day and tell Rebecca that we had written a song about our story and just didn't even know it. It was very powerful. We didn't know what we had and what God had given us.
Well, again, the song to me is like that unique prayer he gave to her. You know, he gave you something that would end up being a gift to you and through you. And God often does that. And we literally have about a minute. I'm watching the clock. But, Brad, what was that like for you to walk through this journey? I mean, here you've got this beautiful wife, mother of your children, so young, really, looking at possibly going this alone and then seeing God intervene. Say just a word about that.
Well, 60 seconds. Okay.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. Honestly, there was a very brief moment that I was very frustrated, and then I just had to trust and know that whatever was going to happen, God was going to be in control. And it took probably a good year and a half later till I finally had a breaking point. But all through that season, I just said, okay, God, we're just going to walk this through. We're going to trust you and believe that you will provide as we need.
Well done, my friend. Well done. We're going to pause here. When we come back, I want you to set up the song Never Alone. This one, friends, I posted it on my personal page, but I'm going to post it on my big Facebook page where everybody can see it. I literally cried through this video. It will slay you. I'm just telling you. So once you hear the song, you'll be so blessed by it. But when you see the music video, you'll be absolutely blown away. Talking to Brad and Rebecca, their music is just beautiful. We've got 5 copies of their new album, Sound of Heaven. Text the word book. I know it's weird, but just the system it is, to 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Suzy Larson. I mentioned this a couple weeks ago, did an event in Hershey, Pennsylvania, met some friends. They were the worship leaders, and we know and love so many of the same people. What a small world. But I fell in love with them. Brad and Rebecca are their names. And they've got a new album. I don't know how new it is, but it's their latest album, Sound of Heaven. We've got 5 copies to give away. And because we give books away every single day, we need help with that whole, we have an automated response. It's the only way we can manage it. So if you don't mind, we don't have the manpower to manually enter all these addresses. So if you spend a minute to enter yours, it sure helps us a lot. So what you do is text the word book, even though we're giving away a CD, to 877-933-2484. So Brad, set up the song Never Alone. And friends, I'm going to post this on my big Facebook page, and I'll tell you about that in just a moment.
Yeah, Never Alone. We wrote that song just writing for our record. not really thinking too much about it, and we brought it with us to Uganda, where we work with an organization called Watoto. They're known for their choir, Watoto Children's Choir, that travels all over the world. They've had over 100 choirs, but they've been around for about 25 years. They're a branch of Watoto Church, which has been around for 35 years in Kampala, Uganda, and they care for would-be orphans. So they adopt these kids into this amazing organization. They have amazing facilities where they care for them from when they receive them all the way through trade or university. It's a Christian organization, and their goal is to rescue, raise up in godly character, and through them, rebuild the nation of Uganda. And,
amen.
And they're doing that.
Wow.
So this song, we brought it to the camp that we were running. We do a worship camp. We bring creatives and artists from all over the world to pour into these kids. And we just sang it as a worship song, not thinking too much about it. Like, hey, let's try it. This is a great place to try it out. They like to sing. And then we heard their voices, these kids that have come, some from child militia, some who have been left on the side of the road or in hospitals or found in toilets, and now are experiencing the redemptive work of Christ in their life, but also just giving a second chance. And they're singing these words, I'm never alone, or you and I cannot be separated, nothing can come between us. And we're like, oh, I remember walking off stage, and our producer and one of the writers on the song was there, and he's like, you know, like, they're going to sing on that, right? I was like, yeah. I figured that one out pretty fast, and we started singing this. So it was a really cool
moment.
It's a
good thing you two are so unsuspecting about all the stuff God does through you. Or you'd have big heads.
You could have big beer for a few more hours. But yeah, it's one of those moments I'll never forget, hearing them sing that and going, yeah, this is, I mean, it's our story too, right? Like, that God has come for us, and that because of his love for us, we will never be alone. We will know the Father. But it's also a very real depiction of their lives and the transformation that God has done in it.
So as I mentioned, friends, we're going to hear the audio. They have a music video that they played at our event, and Kev and I cried through the whole thing. You'll see these Watoto children, hands on their hearts, worshiping. And to imagine some of these were child soldiers rescued, kids who were left for dead and were rescued and raised up. You will be honestly overwhelmed when you see the video. My Facebook page is facebook.com/deeperlifeinchrist. Right after the show, I'll put the video up. Do not miss it. But let's listen to this amazing song, Never Alone.
Cannot be separated, nothing can. can come between us. Nothing can come between us. You and I cannot be separated. Nothing can come between us. Nothing can come between us.
Just fighting the tears here. I just think that is such an epic song, you two. It's amazing. I just love the gift of God in you. Really, this is where live radio is tricky because I'm so moved I want to go in a room and cry. So, hey, let's keep going.
Well, that's what I felt right after you spoke, and I had to sing right after that. So,
yeah.
Back at you.
Amen. Oh, thank you for that. Well, how about this? We've got one more break coming up in just a few minutes, but I want to squeeze one more song in before this break. How about Sound of Heaven? Rebecca, you want to set that one up for us?
Actually, I'll set it up.
Okay. All righty.
Just because I normally set it up, that's why.
That's good.
So we started this crazy process. We thought it'd be a great idea to do a record off of interviews with pastors. So we interviewed 50 senior lead pastors from around the country. And then from those interviews, we took all of their notes, kind of collected the top themes, topics. We asked them the question, what's needed in the worship songs of the church today? And that was a very long process.
Wow.
tracking down pastors, getting the interviews together, doing all the notes. But then we went into songwriting sessions with these notes and these kind of like, here are our top 10 things that we're writing about. And it was great. It was some of the best songwriting I've ever been part of, co-writes, because I'd walk in and the writer would walk in the room. He's like, oh, man, I got the notes. I've been looking over them the past week. I really love this one topic. I've been thinking about this and this and this. And so it just kind of jump-started that whole songwriting every time we walked into a songwriting session. So Sound of Heaven is one of the songs that came out of that. And it just, I think it kind of put a nice cherry on top of the whole record, this reminder that what is the sound of heaven? Well, it's us. It's the people of God. It's the sound that we make that draws people to the Heavenly Father. Hmm. And that's what I want to be. I want to be a voice, a beautiful sound of the Father's love and the Father's care and his concern for others and also his might and his power and all that. So that's where Sound of Heaven came from.
All right, let's listen. It's the title song off Brad and Rebecca's album, Sound of Heaven. Let's listen in.
Breaking down these walls, overtake our city.
worship artists Brad and Rebecca join me today. We're celebrating their album, Sound of Heaven. More songs and stories when we return. Thanks for tuning into Middays. I'm Suzy Larson. Every once in a while, we do an artist focus. Well, most often, we're walking through books, but we like to bring artists on once in a while. We've got Danny Gokey coming on up again, I think, next week. Well, today, we're talking to friends Brad and Rebecca. I met them a couple weeks ago. They were leading worship at an event that I was speaking at, and they're amazing worship artists, and they've got an album titled Sound of Heaven. We're playing songs off of that album, and we may grab some songs from an older album, but we're just hearing stories behind the songs. And Rebecca, I'm going to give you the choice. Which one do you want to talk about, Without You or You Are Here? Do you have a preference for the next song we should cover?
We'll do Without You.
Okay. You hear them whispering. Okay, do that. Yeah. Don't you love live radio? Okay, tell us about Without You, Rebecca.
Actually, I'm going to pass that to Brad, too.
Okay, no problem. No problem. That's
this all
right.
This is the last song that we wrote for the record. It was we write a bunch of songs, and then we go in and we meet with our producer, and we kind of just hone them and decide, like, okay, these are the ones we're going to do, these are the ones that we're not going to do. And then we just kind of do all the song edits, lyric edits, and right at the end I had this phrase, just, where would I be without you, where would I be without you, where would I be without you, without your love. And sat down and kind of played that, and I remember the producer and kind of the other guy that was there, they were kind of packing up, getting ready to go for the day, and I started playing that, then took their coats off, put their stuff back down. They're like, yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to finish this out right now. And it's one of those few songs I feel like that we wrote, and there really just wasn't a change to it. It just kind of came together and is just a really good reminder of what it means to follow God and to trust that He's with us no matter what. I love, there's a kind of final verse in there that talks, Rebecca talks about, she's pulling the lyrics for me now because I'm bad with lyrics. Just like my sin needs the stripes and how my pride needs to die, just like my life needs the cross, I have been raised with you, my God. I love that so much, that it's just a reminder that it's because of what Christ has done for us on the cross that we are now resurrected in new life. It's one of my favorite songs that she sings live. We barely do it, but
wow,
it's one of my favorite ones.
Great. Well, let's listen to Without You by Brad and Rebecca.
Just like the desert needs the rain, my life's a shoreline ready for waves. Just like a fire burns with flame, is how my heart beats for. Just like the sunset needs the sky, where all of the colors come alive. Just like a deep breath fills my lungs, is how my soul longs for your love. I can't live.
wonder that where you'd be without the love of the Father. That's Brad and Rebecca. Off that song is Where Would I Be Without You? Without You from Sound of Heaven. We've got time for, I think, one more song, and it's one from your older album. And again, I've loved this song for as long as I've heard it, not knowing you were the ones who wrote it. But Brad, say a word, if you would, about When We Gather.
Yeah, When We Gather. I remember we were living in our friend's basement, and Aiden, our little 7-year-old now, was just born. And I remember writing, just sitting down with the guitar and just writing this chorus. When we gather in your presence, there is power. When we worship you together, you are here. It's very simple, but it comes out of Matthew 18. And it says, again, truly I tell you that if two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for it, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three gather in my name, there am I with them. And I love that feeling of unity as we come as a body. It gathers, whether it be on like a Sunday or whatever day of the week your church comes together. This thing that there's an expectation that when we do what it says in his word, that God will show up and will do something as we have faith to believe it. So that's where this song came from, just the desire for the church to join together in unity.
You know, and talk about, you know, engaging our hearts. When you, you know, you hear this song, friends, remember that we have a propensity to go through the motions. We just do. We know our way around our church, our Bible, our songs, and it's so easy to disengage your heart. But as I've said thousands of times, nothing happens in the spiritual realm when we go on cruise control. And when we start to engage and see and have an expectancy that God is actually going to meet us and move, I mean, things actually do change. So hear that song with that perspective. This is When We Gather.
Your will be done. The promise in you.
presence, the fullness of joy is found. And here we are at the end of the show. Brad and Rebecca, we wish you God's blessings, and we thank you for the time today.
Thank you. Thanks so much. You're so welcome.
Love and appreciate you both. The title of their album is Sound of Heaven. We'll leave the drawing open for about 15 more minutes. Just text the word book, even though it's a CD, it's just the process, to 877-933-2484. A shout out to my amazing producers, Ryan and Kim.
From Middays to Susie Larson.
Incredible.
These podcasts are available because of
my
listener support.
We'll meet you back
here. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.